This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, August 21st, 2019 transmission. And all hell is continuing to break loose. We've got three of our intrepid reporters, Gregory, Savannah, Hernandez, and others on the ground right now in Hong Kong, where hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops are threatening to invade. They're going to be on with us coming up in about 15 minutes. Then Carpe Donctum, one of the top memers on the planet, goes and visits Trump at the White House. He launches MemeWorld.com. Starts getting banned on Facebook and other platforms within hours. All part of election meddling 2020. And Trump's aware of it and speaking out against it, but he needs to take action. Speaking of Carpe Donctum, here's a nice little 3.5 minute trailer that got him in so much trouble.
I just came outside to try to process all this.
I want you to create the best memes the world has ever seen. With your help, we are going to make America great again.
Gangnam Style.
나지는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 있는 여자 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자 너는 선어해 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해 그런 선어해 아름다워
Watch this.
watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there sometimes.
You better
somewhere. Hide what you have to hide. And tell what you have to tell.
It's August 21st, 2019, on this Wednesday edition of The Transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, we've got a full raft of guests. We've got three of our reporters and camera crew in Hong Kong, where the Chi Coms have already sent in paramilitary police. They've had over 1 million people protest. That's 1/7 of the island. They've had huge demonstrations coming up this weekend. And the Chinese military is massing hundreds of thousands of troops, tanks, armored vehicles, threatening to invade Hong Kong over the bridge the Chinese built in the last few years. They said for commerce, but now it's all known that's for the invasion. So Savannah Hernandez, Greg Reese, and others reporting from there. Carpe Donctum was banned. He was banned by Facebook 2 hours after he officially launched MemeWorld.com. Last time I was talking to him off air during the break, he said, hey, in a few months, we're going to launch a big meme site because, you know, the Reddit, Donald been frozen, still frozen. All these other meme sites are getting taken down on Facebook, off Twitter. 200 million users just a few weeks ago on Twitter and on Facebook and a bunch of other platforms like Instagram got taken down in just 1 day or 2 days. So it's just huge the way they're just exterminating human communication. If you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, if you're a nationalist, and it's exactly the same stuff that communist China is using against its people, not letting them share emojis of Winnie the Pooh, not letting them share emojis of the Taiwanese flag or the Hong Kong Independence Party. And big tech works hand in glove with them to carry all of that out. So the global Chinese social credit score is now here, and they're already using it to affect millions and millions of people in China, and they're out face scanning the people in Taiwan and in Hong Kong if they're at the demonstrations, and then they're learning that they can't buy and sell on the Chinese-controlled systems. So that's why we need real independence in banking, real independence in computing, because this police state system, this mark of the beast system, is unfolding worldwide. And then we've got Zach Voorhees, the Google engineer, the Ed Snowden of whistleblowers, as others have described him from inside Google. He's going to be in studio for 2 hours with us. And then we also have another guest joining us from the UK, and that's Jada Franson, one of the main leaders resisting the globalists, very well-spoken, lovely lady. She'll be joining us coming up for part of the fourth hour as well that I will be hosting, because Paul Joseph Watson is getting ready to also go on another trip to report from another hotbed location. I'll leave it at that. And that's going to be kicking off starting Friday. So a lot of surprises, a lot of interesting curveballs to get thrown at the globalists that are going to be coming up and that are going to be unfolding here in the next few days. Let me get into some of the other news. You remember I had Ted Nugent on about 2 weeks ago, and he said, look, you need to trust President Trump. He's not going to sign expanded background checks. And Trump announced that that's shelved. Yes, Ivanka is running around pushing it. She's never touched a gun, and that's all politics, hoping that that takes heat off Trump. It's the wrong thing to do. They need to come out and say, it's mental illness, it's people on Prozac-type drugs that cause you to do this. The inserts admit it. It's the fact that almost all these shooters were already telling people they were going to go kill, whether it was Parkland with the scumbag Cruz or this other individual up in Ohio. They were Antifa. They were devil worshippers. They said what they were going to do. But now, the article just went live on Infowars.com. We have the quotes here. The NRA and Trump have said that he thought maybe expanded background checks, but then he learned that wouldn't have helped because these people all passed background checks, or it was never computerized, that they'd already been in a mental institution, that they'd already been adjudicated not to be able to own firearms. So Trump cements stance on wide-ranging background checks and call with the NRA. CNN is very unhappy to have to report that that is not going forward with the unconstitutional red flag laws. So good job, folks, putting major heat on Trump so that he would not listen to the Koch brothers faction of Republicans that are inside his administration and are trying to undermine him. Speaking of trying to undermine, Scaramucci is totally, completely sold out. He was probably a mole from the beginning of the establishment, but now he's trying to organize and lead the opposition to take down President Trump. And it turns out the mooch betrays the president in America. Joined Clinton's and the Rothschilds at Martha's Vineyard last weekend. So it's a Clinton scheme to cook up a way to take down the president. We're going to be getting into that as well here today. And then something I think is a great idea to spur the economy, because the Federal Reserve raised interest rates all those times to hurt the economy. And the Democrats admit they're trying to kill the economy to stop the populist awakening from firmly cementing itself. Well, we now hear that Trump wants to cut the payroll tax a day after the White House denies it. And it's now confirmed that they want to cut some of the payroll tax. The average worker has matching money taken out, and then employers have to put money in there. That then it sends the federal government on top of everything. And if you want to spur the economy, you cut part of that payroll tax. China has 0% taxes on corporations. Trump got ours cut from 40 to 15. Again, people say, oh, you're trying to make corporations more money. They wrote the laws to keep the jobs over in China, to make it one-sided and screw us over. Look at the Washington Post, this very revealing article. Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. Oh, Xi is the savior of America if he can only defeat Trump. Well, how sick. But that's like Davos 2.5 years ago, where he came and said, I'll defeat Trump. We'll defeat their economy. But now there's the rebranding that China's good. And now I'm going to tell you the rest of the story about this situation. I was talking to one of my longtime crew members. He's worked with me for 16, 17 years. He didn't want to say his name. He didn't want to go on air. His sister lives in Minnesota and is a big leftist. And his sister will not even talk to his mother, and they've always had a good relationship, because she's a Trump supporter. And she barely talks to her brother because he's a Trump supporter. But she's withholding the children. And when this crew member saw her last, she's gotten more radicalized. She was saying China is the hero and will defeat the evil America, and that white people are inherently bad, and that white people are the problem, and that white people are the enemy. Now, these folks are blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, Norwegian, German stock, like a lot of Minnesotans are. And so I want that to sink in, that this is someone I've known actually 17 years, a friend of mine, met his family before, and the family's being torn apart because the sister is so brainwashed, and his dad died a few years ago, so brainwashed that she won't even let the grandchildren see the grandmother and believes that whites need to basically be gotten rid of. Now, I can't even put these clips together anymore because there's so many every day. But I'm going to go back and ask some of the crew to try to just get the last few weeks of CNN, MSNBC saying whites are inherently evil, whites are inherently bad, and it's going to be great once whites are gone. I mean, just Anderson Cooper said it last week. There's two new clips today. That it's just, it is the most Hitlerian ideology, but inverted onto white people. The left is pure evil. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. The only way the articles get out is you. Please help us. Help yourself.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bridge. That's where they're going to be going tomorrow. It's one of the biggest bridges in the world. The Communist Chinese said they were building it for commerce, but others warned the bridge that just got completed a few years ago was being built so they could invade Hong Kong and take it over. That's where everybody ran in 1949 when Mao Zedong took over the country and began killing tens of millions of people. When they were all done, over 115 million people were dead. We're going to put on screen for you images of that bridge so you can get an idea of all of this, and that there are massing hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops and armored vehicles and tanks. That's on the news. They've already sent in thousands of men on motorcycles to beat and attack men, women, and children with metal rods, with metal poles. This is where the real rebellion against tyranny is going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is where 70 years ago, millions and millions of people escaped. Hong Kong was a bustling center of commerce, but nothing like it is today. And millions have demonstrated. Over half the public in polls does not want to be part of Communist China. That's why they're waving American flags. So they're going to be talking to the demonstrators as that happens over the next few days. The Chi Coms could invade any day. They're going to be going and showing folks the bridge and talking to others about what is it like in a country that's about to be invaded. It'll be much more explosive than Tiananmen Square in 1989. And Trump's being criticized by the Washington Post. Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. And again, leftists that I know and that others know are being told by other leftists that Communist China is our savior, and that they're the good guys, and that America and Trump and the Taiwanese and the Hong Kongese, they're the bad people. So Savannah, it's midnight out there, where they're past midnight. She's there in Hong Kong, other side of the world, by the miracle of the internet. She talks to us now. Give us your take on what you've seen so far and what it's like to be somewhere that's already a war zone. Okay, well, hey, Savannah, like I said, the miracle of the other side of the world. We'll talk to you guys later today. Having a technical problem there. Can't wait to get them back on later in the broadcast. But again, these are just live pop-ins on the show. It's the amazing HD footage they've already shot, the incredible interviews they've already gotten, because I've seen some clips of them, and the fact that they're going to go on that bridge and you know, go right up to where that military's at. They all volunteered for this, so we're very, very excited that they are all there. And again, the massive censorship and things that we see going on over in the Middle East, in Europe, and in Communist China is all being cheered on by the corporate media here in this nation. Think about that. And think about that, invited to the White House a month ago, one of the top memers in the world, Carpe Donctum. That's his handle, so he doesn't get harassed by the left. But they've already doxed him and his family. They've already threatened his family. But he keeps moving forward. So now they have done a lot of other things, like kick him off Facebook and MemeWorld.com, the new site he was launching, because all the meme sites are getting banned on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. So he's launching his own system, MemeWorld.com. It's already getting tweeted out by the White House and a lot of other folks. But will Trump act? He says Google should be sued for meddling in the 2016 election. Top professors have proven it. The numbers show it. But what about now? We're not just meddling in the election. They're meddling with all the information, fixing all the different results. I think we've got her back now audio-wise from the other side of the planet. Savannah, let's see if we got you this time. What's it like there being in the middle of what's already a war zone?
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me a little bit better?
I sure can. Welcome.
All right, perfect, perfect. So as I was saying earlier, it's been really, really interesting being here. As soon as we got off the plane, our cab driver, a lot of locals, they know that we're American media, and they're really happy that, of course, people are coming and bringing light to everything that's going on here. We've talked to you about how this could potentially be another Tiananmen Square, and a lot of people have come forward and tried to tell us their stories. They really want us to get the word out about mainland China and how they're trying to impose their rule over here, how they're trying to come in here. Like you were talking about previously, too, we've seen the military amassing at the border. So we're going to be giving you coverage about that. And again, we've been hearing a lot about that on the ground here.
roughly one-third of the people, 7.5 million on that island, are already been demonstrating. Roughly half don't want to be under China's control. Imagine what it's like to be them, where they're trying to pass a law where the Chinese government can arrest you, and you can be disappeared to the mainland.
Right, and we've already seen so many reports, Alex, of people who have been kidnapped, who go missing, and they're found in China. China actually just came forward and said that they were holding a member of the Hong Kong consulate here. So we are going to be keeping up with that, and again, doing reports exclusively on those kidnappings and people that have been going missing.
Well, I want you guys to be careful while you're there as well, because I've never been to Asia. And just knowing that the communist Chinese have killed four times what Hitler did, twice what the Soviet Russians did, my mom and dad have gone to Germany. They've stood in, there at Nuremberg where Hitler stood. They said you can feel the creepy evilness. I don't think I'd even want to stand where Hitler stood. But just to be standing next to 1.4 billion slaves, 100+ million killed, where they sell organs, where they have animal-human clones. I mean, you are really close to the center of hell right now. Can you feel it, or what's the vibe? Because I know you're in Hong Kong, and that's a more free market place.
Well, definitely, Alex, like I said, more than anything, I've noticed that a lot of the people here, they're wanting these protests to be peaceful, and they're very pro-democracy and pro-freedom. And I think we really feel that spirit from a lot of the protesters and locals here. So it is a good feeling. People are in good spirits. But of course, like you talked about, there is still that threat of mainland China imposing and coming in, being right there on the border. So that is still something that we are all very aware of.
Well, Savannah, I want you guys to be able to get some sleep. Talk about jet lag, but I also want to hear what Greg Reese has to say. So when we come back, I'll spend a few minutes with Greg Reese, and then we're going to get Carpe Donctum on about this new MemeWorld.com. I was already on MemeWorld. I remember he said he was going to build it a few weeks ago, and they were already building it, but I remembered he was coming on today because I heard he got banned yesterday on Facebook. I went and visited it, and it's just beautiful to see what's happening there and to know that that's banned in communist China and more being banned here. It just shows how close we are to real tyranny.
Definitely, Alex, definitely.
All right, well, we'll talk to Greg Reese quickly on the other side of the break and then go to Carpe Donctum. But if this doesn't make you angry, if this doesn't make you sick to your stomach, to see communist China in the Washington Post as our savior and Trump as the bad guy. It says only Xi can save America, but he's got to destroy Donald Trump to do it. And now leftists are like, we love you, Xi. Crush him. He's the new Robert Mueller. Oh, Mueller could get him. China, Xi, get him. He's like, don't worry, I will, dirty Americans. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are in a proxy war with Communist China. China's ally with the globalists. They have openly bought up the majority of U.S. treasuries, the big six, Hollywood production houses, studios, and now the Washington Post today. Z's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. So that what that really says is China, destroy Trump to save America. That's what it says. That's his choice. Oh, our savior. Dick Dastardly's tied the young maiden down on the train track, and then here comes the good guy. And she's like, oh, Captain Fantastic, you're so wonderful, my hero. And she falls into Xi's hands, who's a dictator for life. They estimate since he's been in power, he's put over 20 million people in death camps, many of them executed, their organs sold. He's put 2 million ethnic Uyghurs, Mongolians, in forced labor camps. That's all admitted. Oh, my gosh. But Trump, when unvetted people come across the border, he checks them. I don't want to keep you guys up. You need to get some sleep. A lot's coming up tomorrow. You're ahead of us today. I guess it's almost the 22nd, or it is there now. But Greg Reese, a great reporter, great researcher. What's your first take being there now for the last 15 hours or so?
Well, you know, I just heard what you were talking about President Trump and the communist Chinese coming to America's aid to help President Trump. And it's interesting
because the thing that stood out to me the most today.
That's right, to help bring down President Trump. You're right. And we met a gentleman today, and we were talking about things and everything, and we asked him what he thought about Trump. And his first answer was, he said, well, Trump's kind of a little crazy. And then he smiled and kind of gave us a funny grin, and then he said, but you know, sometimes when times are crazy, We need a crazy person, and he's the only guy who's ever held China to task. And he was very happy with Trump's attitude towards China. And I get the feeling that a lot of people here are, too. There's a lot of unification here about that.
Well, I've run into a lot of folks. Yes, sir. You are. We've run into a lot of folks from India and a lot of folks from Hong Kong, and they all just love the show because they're all sick of China pushing them around, and then our media saying they're bad if they stand up for themselves. So you have India going into Kashmir that's always been part of India that Pakistan and China are trying to take. They're finally standing up. You've got folks in Hong Kong, Taiwan saying no. So I can't wait to see the reports you file, Greg. They're always so powerful. What are some of the other angles you're going to be looking at while you're there?
Well, we're going to get into a lot of what you were talking about today, about the land bridge and the history and what in the past of the Tiananmen Square and what we're looking at here today. And also what I find very interesting is how Savannah was talking about there's a great unity here right now amongst the people, and there are. But they don't trust their police force anymore, and they used to. Up until very recently, up until like maybe a month ago, they always felt their police was very fair and non-political. But everyone seems to be talking now that the local police are working for the communist Chinese, working in tandem with the local criminal gangs, the triad gangs, and everyone's talking about it. Unlike in America, where there seems to be a lot of love for communism, there's none of that here. The East is the new West, and it's a beautiful thing to see. We also saw a gentleman from India when we were doing a shoot, and he just walked up to us. He saw the camera, and he just kind of introduced himself and asked what we were doing. And he was from India, and I asked him about what's going on with Kashmir and Trump, and the same thing like you were saying. He's very happy with what Trump's doing. He's very happy with taking the Muslims on in Kashmir, and it's a global thing that's happening.
Absolutely. The West and the East have all been pushed by Islam. Islam's only 1,400 years old, and it's already taken over half the planet. And hundreds of millions are dead, and people are done. They're not going to be pushed around by the Chi-Coms or by the Islamists or by the left anymore. And there's a united front from Brazil to the United States, from Greece to you name it, and we're going to win. But you've got the big mega banks allied with China and radical Islam, and it is quite a conflagration. Greg Reese, great job. You and Drew and Savannah, now go get some sleep, and then I can't wait to see you hit the ground running as those articles and videos get posted to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And I know Paul Watson's going to be covering a lot of what you're doing as well over at Summit.News. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Alex.
Now, in a moment, we're going to go to Carpe Donctum, one of the top meme makers in the world, just recently having long meetings with President Trump at the White House when Trump warned big tech to stop censoring. Well, he's launched MemeWorld.com because on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram, hundreds of millions of accounts, yes, of meme sites and meme followers have been purged so that we can't communicate with this new modern form of communication. Beyond the emoji, it is the meme. It is art. And so he went up on Facebook with MemeWorld.com, and within 2 hours, they had banned it. And so it reminded me, let me go see what's on MemeWorld.com. I literally hadn't looked at it since he told me he was building it a few months ago, but did not say anything that he wanted to talk about on the air, you know, once he launched it. And then, boom, before I even remembered it was being launched, it's being censored. But you can find it at MemeWorld.com. Now, he's gotten together a collection of the best memers. You can't say who the best is, but he's right up there. But Something Wicked, another fellow Texan, I can't wait to meet him. I know he talks to Drew all the time. He put together this latest video, Trump 2020 ad, Ford commercial parody. Here it is.
Okay, odds are you're one of the people in America who's better off today than 3 years ago. And now you've got some smug Democrat calling you racist and trying to jam one hand in your ass and another in your pocket. So at a time when taxes are down, jobs are up, and the economy is way up, it'd be nice if there were a candidate who had more to offer than making you pay for other people. Well, the eagle has landed. Say hello to President Donald J. Trump. He ain't just making America great again. Trump's doing things no president has ever done before. He's keeping promises, packing courts, defending the border, rebuilding our military, and making Chuck Schumer cry like a schoolgirl with two skin knees. This president is 6'3" of let's put America first. And oh yeah, immigration, jobs, drug prices, nobody's got better numbers. The game has changed, and the Democrats are officially f***ing crazy. So keep America great. Stand with Trump in 2020.
Now, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but Carpe Donctum, before I could even remember that you were planning to launch this, when you just gotten out of the White House, we were talking on the phone off air, Before I even remembered you were launching this, before I even knew it had been launched, it was already banned on Facebook. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know that it even took 2 hours. I was seeing messages almost immediately, like within 10 minutes of it going up, that it was banned on Facebook. So I don't know if they were preemptively banning it or what's going on, but as far as I know, you still can't share it in Messenger and you still can't share it on Facebook.
Oh, they're not even letting you share it in the Messenger privately. So already they've gone China level. Wow.
Yeah, somebody sent me a screenshot of they had put spaces between like the M, the E, the M, the E. They put spaces between everything and it still wouldn't let them share it in Messenger. So it's pretty insane.
Well, you know you're over the target when you're getting heat like that. I mean, when we launch new sites, they don't get banned that quick. But I know they fear you, and the site looks great, and they fear this collection of memers you've gotten together.
Apparently, they're worried about people being able to share memes, and they've already banned them on Facebook for the most part. A few get by the censors every once in a while, but memes are they're definitely under attack on Facebook. They haven't gone full crazy on Twitter yet, but they're getting there.
How long ago was it you were in the White House? Because I mean, Trump says he's going to take action. I keep believing he is. But we haven't seen it yet.
I was there on July 3rd and July 11th, so it's a little more than a month ago. The summit was the 11th, and I'm not sure when he's going to start taking action. I'm not sure what action he can take as long as Congress remains unwilling to do anything about it as well.
Well, I know a bunch of heavy hitters are already tweeting memeworld.com. Did that happen after it was banned off Facebook? Because maybe that's what alerted the establishment. Because, I mean, they're even banning Mitch McConnell being able to respond to people at his house. And I've got articles here now. Did you hear? If it will cover when we come back, where Trump put out a thing about strong women, and they said saying the word woman is hurtful, so they banned the ad?
It's very hurtful. I have to agree. Very hurtful.
We're not in a cult or anything. These people aren't scary or anything. I'm trying to rip off Tucker Carlson. I mean, these people are nuts. Be right back. Stay with us.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Carpe Donctum trailer for MemeWorld.com. I'm not going to play the whole thing. We played it at the start, but here's just a flavor of it. It's very well done.
I just came outside to try to process all this.
I want you to create the best memes the world has ever seen. With your help, we are going to make America great again.
And the best part is when Hillary and all the other Democrat candidates for president, the female ones, are cheerleaders. More of that coming up in a moment. It's good for radio, but really need to see it. Really need to see it. Obviously, it's at MemeWorld.com. Wow. So tell us about the plans for MemeWorld.com. It's got the establishment so scared. We still have websites. We're outside the electronic gulag that Matt Drudge warned us of, and people can still obviously go into cyberspace and tell people word of mouth about it. But the fact that Facebook, you just dropped the bombshell, isn't letting you instant message it. You know, CNN just 2 months ago said, well, Jones has been banned completely from Facebook and from Instagram, saying his name or saying Infowars.com in a positive light. But how do we stop him from using instant messages like WhatsApp? So that's the new frontier. Imagine if you told somebody 2 years ago, oh, big tech that buys up instant message companies, they won't let you say somebody's name or send them a news URL because they've got AI watching you. And they admitted last week, real people are watching in live time as well and coming in and watching what you do. I mean, there's the whole spying element as well.
Right. Oh, and I think that's what they promised that they wouldn't do when they bought all this stuff. But I'm gonna alert you to something new. is I can't share the meme world link on Twitter either. Unless I remove the little preview, it won't let me share a link to meme world. You can only share just the memeworld.com. But if you try to have it have the preview, which a lot of people use to click on, it won't let you share it. It'll just send it to your drafts and won't let you send the message. That's on Twitter now. So,
wow.
I thought that was just a bug last night, but it's still going on.
Well, think about this. The EU says that they passed laws to try to regulate and tax and ban free flow of memes. And we know that big tech is working in consultation and coordination to ban and censor certain things. So out of the gates, my friend, you meet with the president. He likes to tweet your memes. You try to get a consortium of people together where at least you have your own site to post. Because what really triggered you in the last few months to start building this? I mean, I remember that conversation. Was it the fact that the Donald had just been frozen and you weren't sure it would ever be unfrozen?
Well, it was multiple reasons, but yeah, the Donald was they were quarantined, and they remain quarantined now. They were quarantined, and that basically means that no one can get to the site unless you type in the exact URL. You can't get to that community. That was one reason, and the other reason is just that we're continuing to see censorship ramp up, and when I look towards 2020, I am imagining social media only tightening down more than they already have. And my goal was to create a website where meme creators like myself would have a place to post their videos, their images, and things like that, even if social media takes them down. I mean, if YouTube blocks them, they could go to BitChute or another provider and still share the links. And those links would then be shared on social media as well. So I wanted to create a place where silenced people could still post their content.
And boy, I couldn't have been a day later. I mean, they are moving against everybody. Hundreds of millions of followers, as you know, on Instagram and Twitter a month ago, just deleted from not being able to follow those sites. Some of them had 43 million followers, 36 million followers, altogether over 200 million followers just gone. And they're even destroying mainline meme sites that have any type of pro-America stuff. I mean, this is scorched earth.
Well, and you know, what is so ironic is that you know, Snopes. Snopes is used by social media as a, you know, trusted source. And just this week, they spent like 2 days debunking Babylon Bee satire site content. So if you have a site like that that is a trusted source for social media, and they decide what can and can't be on social media, it's just a matter of time before they start fact-checking memes. I mean, CNN and MSNBC and all of those have already fact-checked my videos before that. No, Joe Biden didn't actually grope himself in a video. But I mean, that's where we're going. We're going to a place where if you post a meme, it's now fake news. You're trying to mislead.
Oh yeah, Snopes is starting to fact check mainline comedians, and the comedians come out and say, "How do you fact check a joke?" I mean, they're exactly at war with reality. I mentioned this, and it's here in my stack. We'll put it back on screen. Did you see where they just banned the Republican National Committee's ad because it said, "We're looking for strong women"? And they said, well, someone that got that might not be a woman, and hearing the word woman might trigger them. This is a war on language by design.
That might be the most insane thing I've ever heard, that someone might not be a woman, and so they might be offended. If you're that person that's offended by hearing the word woman, I don't know where to even begin with you.
Well, I remember seeing this 5 years ago, and now it's taught in schools everywhere. They put it on the entrance forms. Do not say you're a mother or father on the entrance exam, because someone might not have a mother and father. And so that's misgendering. So if you send someone an image saying we're looking for strong women, let's put that back on screen. This is banned by Facebook. Facebook stands by it. The Women for Trump Coalition needs the support of strong women like you. Add your name. So if women want to give their email to Trump and this Women's Coalition, and he's got this big agenda to put women in executive positions, if you want to be part of that, this is hateful, and that's not kosher either. I mean, if Trump doesn't act now, will he ever act? He says he's getting ready to. He's got to act now.
You know, it would be a shame if someone were to go back and clip out all the times that Democrats said we need strong women to vote for Hillary Clinton. And that would be a total shame, don't you think?
I'm imagining someone's going to do that.
that might happen. I don't know. We'll see.
You can even have like the place bond or pawn piece was like strong woman, strong woman, strong woman, and then meanwhile show this. No, the truth is anything effective, real communication is being jammed with political correctness, and it's gone to the next level. Well, tell us more about memeworld.com. How do people become a part of it, or how does it work?
Right now I've just got kind of the core of people that are, you know, have been friends of mine for a long time. But I'm looking to add as many creators as I can. I'm obviously looking for quality content and people that are going to produce on a regular basis. But really, I'm looking for anybody. You could be somebody that's unknown. You could be somebody that's well-known. All you have to do is contact me. You can contact me at Carpe Donctum on Twitter, or if you'd like to email me, you can email me at carpedonctum@memeworld.com. We'll be adding people, like the trailer video said, we'll be adding people weekly, monthly, daily, hourly, secondly. Whenever we get people that have quality content that want to post on the site, then we'll add them on. Right now there is discussion. You can talk in the comments and things like that, but it's not open for just anyone to post.
And that's for obvious reasons, because they're going to send in Southern Poverty Law Center people posing as us saying Heil Hitler.
Yeah, I'm going to try to avoid having just random trolls posting Hitler and, you know, Nazi salutes and all that.
Well,
kind
you
of
know
stuff,
what it'll be. They'll have an Antifa guy. You know, yep. Go in there and say something before he goes and shoots up a school. I mean, we know all their tricks.
Yeah. No, that would be the first thing that they would do, would be try to make it look like I'm trying to promote that stuff, which I obviously am not.
Well, I'm really excited to do 5 more minutes with my friend. Carpe Donctum is his handle, Secret Agent of America. And there's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be emerging very soon as well. But obviously, the Eye of Sauron is watching closely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.